Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got it.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
The show is Inside Twins. Good morning to you as our Sunday programming continues. We started with Paul Molitor this morning from Camden Yards in Baltimore, where the Twins seek a four-game sweep of the Orioles later this afternoon. And now it's our pleasure to welcome into our network headquarters here at Target Field, Jim Polat, who is here today. Now, in years past, I have introduced you with a variety of titles. You keep telling me to just call you Jim. So I'm going to call you Jim. So welcome, and we're pleased to have you in studio here. You ducked in out of the blustery conditions to stay warm and dry for half an hour.
Yeah, it's Minnesota, so I'm glad to be here, though. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, there are so many different things to talk about, and if folks would like to join us, they can use the hashtag InsideTwins, or they can email InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com. But we'll start at the very beginning. We're sitting here with a baseball team with a winning record late in August, 62-61. Every season has its ups and downs. I go back to last offseason, a major change in an organization that hasn't had a ton of major changes. It's something that you, your brothers, your leadership group put a lot of thought into in terms of bringing Paul Molitor on board as the new manager of the Minnesota Twins. What are your thoughts on not just the results that you've seen from Paul, but also how he goes about his business handling this new role?
Well, I mean, Paul, each manager has their own style and their own work ethic, and you know, Paul's been great, but Gardy was great too. And I think, you know, it's just a different approach that Paul's taking. And so far, the results are good.
When you were looking at replacing Ron Gardenhire, who did such a wonderful job and was such a big part of this community and this organization for so many years, obviously that's not something you take lightly, and you are going to leave no stone unturned in terms of every option out there and every facet of their personality, their process, the way they think. What was it about Paul in particular that stuck out for you? And has there been anything in the way he's gone about things that has surprised you through the course of the first several months of the year?
Well, I mean, we all knew that. I mean, Paul's been associated with the organization for a long time, so we're certainly well aware of him, his strengths. And everybody knew that he was a great baseball person, had a great baseball mind. I think his ability to manage people, the players, and to interact with the public and the media, I think has been outstanding.
Yeah, I think he's phenomenal. And Gardy was phenomenal as well. As you said, they come at it in different ways and both do a great job. Ron Gardenhire could own a room, whether it was this room over the air or whether it was a room on Caravan, a room of fans, even detractors, and he could have them in the palm of his hand with his quick wit and his smile. Paul can also dominate a room, but to me, he's so thoughtful with everything that comes out of his mouth. You can almost see the amount of thought and the complexities that he brings to every question. I certainly appreciate when you're interviewing the guy. Is that something that you've noticed about Paul as well in terms of his ability to communicate?
Well, you all would notice it way better than I do. I mean, I watch him on TV, I listen to what he has to say in the paper, and occasionally talk to him. But I mean, you guys...
But you listen to him on the radio too, right? Because you went TV and paper there,
yes,
Jim.
Yes,
and
you're,
I mean,
right, you're,
radio
right,
studio,
you're so. Right. You're right. You're right. You're right. We're in the radio business, so yes, mostly radio.
All right, that's good. That was a good
By
answer.
By the way, I apologize for a couple of weeks ago. I was supposed to be on this show, and I totally overlooked it. So
our ratings that day were through the ceiling. It was
sure
phenomenal.
They were, yeah.
We spiked. It was an unbelievable day. As a fan, not as an owner or the leader of an organization or a company, but as a fan, your thoughts on the 2015 Twins and the journey it's been so far?
Well, I think that overall, as a baseball person, you know, involved in the organization, you got to say it's way better than it was last year. That being said, every single game you want to win, you don't just think, well, we're just doing better than last year. You think every single game we want to win. And when you don't win, or when you lose four games in a row, it's bad. You feel really bad.
That balance beam that you have to walk, it's more of a tightrope than a beam in terms of we want to win every game, but you're building to try to win long term at the same time. Is that frustrating at times? Is it hard to maintain your patience? And how exciting has it been in that vein to see Miguel Sano, Byron Buxton, Eddie Rosario, some of the young guys now melted into the big league group after all this talk and all these years?
No, it's very exciting, and we've seen that. I mean, you mentioned those specific names, but over the past 30 years or so that we've been involved with this, there's been, you know, similar names. And the people, the players come up, they do well, but they've got to, you know, they've got to do it consistently over years. You can't just come up one year and then, you know, let a big drop off in the next year.
That is the trick. Getting here hard enough, staying is even harder. The show is Inside Twins. We've got all sorts of questions for Jim Polad. We'll get his take on things with the club and also around the community, how the organization as a whole is faring here in 2015. We welcome your input as well. Hashtag Inside Twins or Inside Twins at twinsbaseball.com. We'll go ahead and take our first time out. Come back with Jim Polad on Inside Twins after this break on your home for Twins baseball.
Take the muscle out of mowing with Toro's new all-wheel drive recycler walk mower. All-wheel drive provides you extra traction for hills and uneven areas. The personal paced automatic drive system senses and smoothly adjusts to your walking pace. And Toro's recycler cutting system clips clippings into a fine mulch for a healthy, lush lawn. See the Toro recycler all-wheel drive mower with smart features and proven dependability at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Mankey's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Peak performance. It's earned. Through patience, sacrifice, and working with the best. That's why Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center offers comprehensive sports medicine services. Discover our state-of-the-art facilities, injury prevention and treatment procedures, and performance training programs for all ages and abilities. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make an appointment at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
Twins players need fuel to keep running those bases, and your car's engine needs fuel to keep running at its peak. Only available at Super America top-tier rated Super Fuels, a specially formulated gasoline that cleans your engine and keeps it running at peak performance. Be good to your engine, and it will be good to you. Only at Super America.
Hey, families, register to win 4 tickets to a Saturday Twins home game, including free hot dogs, sodas, and your own private tour of Target Field. Find out where to enter at OurFamilyFoods.com. The Our Family brand is proud to support families and family-owned businesses throughout Twins territory.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's Inside Twins as we are in the midst of a big day here across our network. Paul Molitor joined us earlier today. Jim Polad in studio now. Coming up at the top of the hour, our pregame lineup card, then the Twins bid for that 4-game sweep in Baltimore. Mike Pelfrey versus Kevin Gausman. Jim Polad is our guest, and Jim, in studio here, when you were putting together the whole process of building Target Field, did you envision at the time that it would be as organic? And by that I mean with each passing year, tweaks have been made, things have been added, whether it's the Barrio Bar area this year, whether it was the stand-up seating in right field a different year. Was that always part of the plan, that this would be really an organic building that would constantly be changing for the betterment of the fan experience?
Well, I can't say that we were that specific about it and saying, yes, we're going to make changes every year. I think it's just fun. I mean, I like this kind of stuff, and I like doing those kind of projects, and we're now are committed to trying to do something every year to keep the ballpark fresh and not just wait and then refresh it in a major way in 20 years.
Yeah, and that's really a different mindset from the way things were done for so many years across all sports landscapes, where you build a building, it gets old, you try to build a new building, and this way you're constantly tweaking. With that in mind, what, or if you're ready to talk about it, could fans maybe expect to see in 2016?
Well, there is a whole list. We spent a lot of time during the beginning of the season on a long-term plan, but the most specific thing, I think, is we're trying to do something in center field. Arguably, that could be the most under-designed area of the ballpark. So I think the fans will see a major change there for 2016, and we're already well down the road on that.
It's funny you mentioned that, because there were some, I don't know if it was when Byron came up or Miguel, there was a picture and there was a rendering of Target Field in the background from a long time ago. And the center field area caught my eye because there was like glass windows, and it was almost like a Hall of Fame area. Now, that didn't come to be when the building actually was put together, but plans in center field. So that's going to be kind of a step-by-step unveil as publicly as to what the plans would be, or is that something fans could keep an eye on to be apprised of through the offseason?
Oh, they'll definitely be apprised of it. I mean, you know, we have the Minnie and Paul sign and the Target Field sign also, and we don't want to do anything to take away from either of those two things. So the design will really occur under those, and it should be cool.
When you talk with your fellow owners, whether it's at owner meetings or whether it's on some of the committees that you work on in Major League Baseball, do you discuss these types of things? Do you talk with, hey, how did that tweak go for your ballpark? Are you seeing results from this? What, you know, Colorado did their roof decks. You know, do you talk with the folks in terms of the feedback they've had before going forward with your own plans?
Well, the greater we does, and I wouldn't necessarily include myself.
You're not the greater
we. I
mean,
Dave St. Peter and Matt Hoy talk to their peers at the other ballparks and the other teams always about that kind of stuff.
When you talk about, you know, the greater we, and you've got people in place who handle, you know, and handle different facets of the organization, Dave on the business side, Terry on the baseball side, who do you talk to when you evaluate those guys? Because as the head of an organization, you're constantly looking to get the most out of your people and evaluate how things are going. They're the ones who do such a fine job running both aspects of the Twins organization in particular. How do you then get a set of eyes on how they're performing?
Well, I talk to myself. I mean, that's my primary responsibility, whether it's with our regard to the Twins or any of our other businesses, is to, you know, management. And I love watching people perform. And it's great to watch people perform really well. And Dave and his staff have done that. And I love that. But I'm always keeping my eye on that.
And whether it's baseball or whether it's another business, it comes down to just people, how, you know, people characteristics more so than industry specific characteristics, I would guess.
Yeah, it's people characteristics for sure, and how they represent the culture of the way we want for all our businesses. And like I said, Dave and his group have done a great job.
You know, speaking of that, we just recently, they wrapped up the yearly Polad Company's softball tournament. Did you win? Did your team win this year?
I'm a little old. I played a couple years, but I'm afraid now. I don't want to get injured. I want to go off in an ambulance.
One thing about that event is you talk about very disparate businesses, but a similar link culture-wise, and that obviously doesn't happen by accident. That is something organizationally that you guys have set out across the various business platforms to make sure that there is communication, there is a similar culture?
Yeah, you want a similar culture, and we preach that all the time. You can't be sure that it's happening at every single micro spot of every organization, but you hope it is, you want it to, and you tell people that's the way you want it to be.
Is that one of the challenges too, in not becoming obsessed with the micro spots? Because if you're so obsessed with the little tiny thing, maybe you're too close?
Well, with regard to culture, no, you can't be too obsessed with it. But I mean, culture is made up of people, and people, you know, are all different. Mm-hmm. And you have all different types, and some buy into the culture. Most do, some don't.
When we come back on Inside Twins, Jim Polad is our guest. We'll talk a little bit about baseball as a whole, where it's going, some of the things it's doing, and the leadership of Rob Manfred in his first year as the commissioner, succeeding Bud Selig in that role. This is Inside Twins. We're back in a moment on your home for Twins baseball.
This is Savannah Guthrie with an urgent story developing all across America. Despite having more than enough food available, there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks engages local communities in solving hunger by collecting surplus food, giving hope to hungry kids. But they need your help. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Plan your next big event at Target Field. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect fit for your event. Contact a sales representative to start planning today. Get more information at twinsbaseball.com.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
You have a case of the Mondays? Well, get your cure at Target Field. When you purchase a ticket for the Skyline Deck at any Monday game, it'll be loaded with $10 in free food and drinks. So if your work week is off to a lousy start, head on down to Target Field and get more for your Monday.
The show is Inside Twins. Chris Atterbury welcoming you back to our network headquarters at Target Field. A reminder, we're just getting started. Pre-game lineup card follows us. That'll be just after high noon. We'll hear from Paul Molitor. Also hear from Tom Brunansky, Brian Dozier. Look back at last night. And Brad Stile joins us to talk about our minor league player of the week. Right now, though, Jim Polad is our guest in studio here at Target Field. Jim, you were heavily involved along with your fellow owners in the selection of Rob Manfred and moving forward as the commissioner. He's in his first year. He's been a great public face for the game. He's been out in a lot of different places, connecting with people through different avenues. From your position, how seamless has this transition been? Because from the fans' perspective, it would seem to be awfully smooth.
Well, I think it's been super smooth. Rob and Commissioner Selig were very close. They worked together. It was like a relay race where you just kind of, you know, run together for a second, and when you're ready, give off the baton to the other person. And that's the way it went, fortunately.
By the same token, though, it's not as if he's just carrying Bud's message, because
no,
Rob has
not
his own ideas and his own personality, and I think it would be unfair for fans to think that he's just, you know, carrying on his old boss's goods. He's definitely not that guy.
No, I mean, you were referring to the transition. The transition was like that, but Rob clearly got the message from ownership that they wanted change and they wanted things to be have things done differently, and Rob has embraced that, and he's doing that.
Health of the game, you put a stethoscope on it right now, what would you say?
You know, it's hard to imagine. We've only been involved for 30 years, which is a long time, but I can't imagine a time, or I don't remember a time where it's been as healthy as it is right now.
And that's across the board in terms
across
of fans, in terms of other revenue streams,
all the teams,
quality of the product.
I mean, there's a couple of issues. This facility in Tampa Bay, and then the ongoing controversy in Oakland about where they're going to play.
Yeah, those are going to be issues, obviously, that are going to be coming to a head in the coming years. One thing with baseball is always stressed, and we heard it a lot at the start of the year, getting young fans interested, getting young fans through the turnstiles, and whether that was involved using, Rob or Joe Inzerillo joined us talking about StatCast and how for his parents, they grew up, you know, interfacing with baseball through the radio and the newspaper. He grew up interfacing through the television. And now for a lot of young people, these people you want in your ballpark spending their money and enjoying the game and passing it on to their future families, video games a lot of the time were their interface. And as a result, they feel like with a thing like StatCast or through MLBAM, some of their things, that's a way to speak the language to get these people involved. Is it working? Are you seeing the younger generation find an attachment, whether it's that one or whether it's a specific player or whether it's an experience of seeing green grass in the middle of a city in the middle of the summer? Are you seeing the young people finding the game as much as you would like?
Well, I think we are. I mean, I'm an older guy, of course, so I don't want to be neglected in all this. But, you know, it's hard for an older person like me to, you know, watch the fans in the stands and see that a lot of times they're looking down. They're looking mm-hmm. at their device. And so that clearly means that they embrace technology. And I think the efforts of baseball to bring more technology, make it more accessible to the younger fan is a good idea.
Is that a conscious decision where you have to say, look, we can't go, hey, kid, get off our lawn and ban the device? They're going to be on it. So how do we use that device as an avenue?
Right. And it should be, you know, an accessory to the game. If the game is compelling enough, what's going on the field, then they're going to be watching what's going on the field. In the other times, in the down times between innings or between pitches, if they're looking at their device and getting baseball-related info, that's great.
Interesting, you just noted how you look around the park and you see this going on. Aside from the Twins winning and all the seats being full on a given night, when you leave the ballpark, when you're at the ballpark, what other things do you see? Are you noticing how fans interact? Are you noticing what types of fans are in the building, the demographic on a given night? What are you, from your seat at Target Field, picking up on in this environment on a nightly basis?
Well, I mean, I love doing that. And I mean, in my mind anyway, I spend a lot of time observing what's going on in the ballpark, whether it's the game production or whether what the fans are doing, looking around at them, you know, the number of people circulating around on the concourses. That's all important to me because the Target Field experience is really, really important, almost as important as the team.
Is there anything that has surprised you or something that's come out of your observations that you can tangibly say, hey, we can do that better or we're doing a really good job of that, we maybe can do more of it?
Well, I think we should always be trying to do something better. I can't, you put me right on the spot, I don't think I can point to one thing that I think we can be doing better. But it's just continually improving and refreshing the experience, I think, is really important.
We talked about the health of the game, health of the Twins. Now, obviously, the record 62-61, as you mentioned, it's an improvement. Have you seen the community grasp onto this team as much as you'd like, or do you think they're still kind of in a wait and see to see if this team can sustain success?
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure there's a part of that wait and see thing. I mean, we had four terrible years, and I've said it a bunch of times, you really kill your brand by doing that. And is it, you know, worth it to wait 10 years and then in the 11th year win the World Series when you had 10 terrible years? No, I don't think so. I think you've got to, you know, have your brand be strong and the competitiveness be strong all the time, not just once every 10 years. So we're happy, like I said, with the way things are going this year, and we look forward to the future. I can't sit here and tell you exactly what the state of our minor league system is because I'm not qualified to evaluate that, but I'm confident and Terry and his staff and their assessment, which is positive.
We'll take our final break. When we come back, some last thoughts from Jim Polad, kind enough to join us here on Inside Twins. This is your home for Twins baseball.
Impress the hotties, swan dive, or belly flop?
Oh!
Boat leak, bail, or plug?
Whew.
Here's a more rewarding way to chance the lakes. Play High Stakes Lakes, the new scratch game from the Minnesota Lottery. Top prize is $100,000 with a second chance to win a paddleboard, board shorts, or hikini. Avoid manscaping. Play High Stakes Lakes. Chance is a beautiful thing. Must be 18 or older. Chance at mn.com.
Someone once said, there are no shortcuts in baseball. Oh, sure, you might get a lucky hit, but nobody gets lucky and bats 300 for a whole season. It's something you just can't fake. The same could be said for insurance. You don't accidentally get a reputation for stepping up and doing the right thing. Nope, only 120 years of helping people can do that. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
The Twins won yesterday, so you know what that means. 50% off large and extra large pizzas from Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com today and use promo code TWINSWIN to get 50% off any regular menu price, large or extra large pizzas.
Go Big Papa, go Big Papa.
That's 50% off Papa John's pizza today and the day after any Twins win. Now that's a steal of a pizza deal. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Why not drive for a company you own? Employee-owned Long Haul Trucking is looking for hardworking owner-operators and company drivers. Long Haul has a new approved pay structure with six-figure salaries and beyond. Long Haul invests in you with top pay, benefits, and late-model trucks with Dish TV. Log on now to longhaultrucking.com. Call Long Haul at 1-800-255-5153. Running on the power of promises kept, that's Long Haul Trucking.
Twins fans, join SA for Super America Kids Day at Target Field, where knothole tickets save you $5 in the home run porch for select Sunday games. Sunday is Kids Day, so partner up with Super America. Visit a store near you to pick up a knothole ticket voucher. Super deals, super savings, Super America.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Final segment on Inside Twins. We've got just a couple of minutes left here with Jim Polad. And Jim, I got to ask you, If we were to rummage around in your closet, would we find a Buxton jersey in there? Sano? You see, old school, you got a Killebrew jersey hanging in there. What's your pleasure in that regard?
I just go generic Twins.
Generic Twins? Yeah, you can't be too specific to any one guy. All right, that's just true. Checking. That's.
I mean, I've said to the player who my favorite player is, and it's true, I do like this person, but I like them all. But, you know, as a fan, I'm picking one.
But so if you've told the players, you want to share with us as well?
Not really, no.
All right, we won't ask. We'll have to ask the players, I guess, if you came down and told them. Rest of the year, we're winding things up here. It's been an interesting summer, obviously. It's been a summer with some young life injected, not just in this team, but around the league. What are you hoping to see, aside from just wins, what are you hoping to see here as we transition into what we hope is a great fall with the Minnesota Twins at the ballpark?
We're hoping to see the playoffs, like you said. But I think, you know, we want to see the players playing hard and playing for something. And Terry said, you know, our goal in the short run is to play meaningful games in August and September. And I think we will be doing that. You want to see how the players respond to that.
All right. We're going to play a meaningful one here in about a half an hour as well. Jim, we appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Jim Polat has been our guest. This is Inside Twins. If you want meaningful baseball, we'll stay right here. Our pregame lineup card is coming up just moments from now. And then we've got the Twins and the Orioles. Twins a game and a half out in the wild card, and they are just a half game in arrears of Baltimore, and they can slingshot right on by them with a victory here today. For Jim Polat, I'm Chris Atterbury. This is Inside Twins on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.